are my favorite.
Herbie and Dane for 40 Winks.
Yeah, this is my favorite. Weekdays from 6. The Riverina's Hit 93.1. Hold on.
You could win $1,000 right now, all thanks to Prestige Mowers. They have all your outdoor power equipment needs with brands like Steel Rover, Bobcat and Walker. The perfect place to get a gift, some would say.
Exactly right. Emma from Walker wants to play on 13, 12, 16. Are you gearing up for Christmas?
Yes, most definitely.
Are you staying in town or going away?
Staying in town and then we head down the coast for 3 days.
Sorry,
3 weeks.
Oh. There's a little difference there. There is a little difference.
Yeah.
The $1,000 will definitely help that little trip away.
You just have
to get all 10 questions right.
Yes, and you only have 30 seconds to do it. Every answer starts with the letter that we give you. Pass. If we have time, we'll come back to it. If it's incorrect, we'll say try again. You can also use an answer only once, and your time will start after Herbie's first question. Emma from Wagga, hopefully we can add to your holiday fund.
Wonderful.
All right, Emma, today your letter is M for Mary.
M for Mary.
Here we go. Good luck. Name a colour.
Maroon.
Name something sweet.
Macaroons.
Name a Christmas music artist.
Mariah Carey.
Name a boy's name.
Michael.
Name a holiday destination.
Marimbula.
Name an Australian city.
Melbourne.
Name a type of wine.
Merlot.
Name something you find in a bathroom.
Mirror.
Name a luxury car brand.
Mercedes.
Name a type of fruit.
Mandarin.
Oh!
Oh!
You've done it. We've done it. You've done it.
All right, that's it.
Oh, my God. You just won $1,000 with Alpha Bucks.
Oh, Emma.
Oh, that's so exciting.
Can you believe it? That we've just added to your hospital. Oh, not your hospital fund, your holiday fund.
Yeah, well, I won't be funding a hospital. I'll be funding my holiday.
Oh.
My God, I wasn't sure, but you just got in. Congratulations, Emma. How are you feeling?
Oh, I'm so excited. And my children are bouncing around as well, going, oh, my God, Mummy's won.
Oh, we cannot believe it. Well, you're only the fourth winner in history of Alpha Bucks. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Herbie and Dane. The Riverina's Hit 93.1.
Massive night Saturday. Victory Memorial Gardens is a Wagga Wagga Christmas spectacular. Herbie, cannot wait for it. We've got two very special guests joining us right now, musician Josh McKellar and Major Lindsay Mee. Good morning.
Morning, guys.
I'm so excited to have you guys in the studio because I know a lot of people, they are pumped up for Christmas Spectacular, and especially Dane has just mentioned off air, the Army Band, because his wife, big fan.
Yeah, oh. Big fan. Wife KB loves the Army Band, Kapooka, guys, so no pressure.
Guess what? So do I.
Yeah.
Now, Major Lindsay, let us know what's going to be happening this Saturday night.
So it's the Christmas Spectacular for the year. So we're putting on a great night of entertainment for people. It'll be all lots of Christmas songs, heaps of carols for people to join in with us. I've got a couple of guest starters with us as well, and it's a couple of the children of the guys in the band. So we've got young Ellie Burgess, who's the daughter of one of our saxophone players, who's going to sing a couple of songs with us. And then we've got a young fellow by the name of Ben Gillard, who's a fantastic young guitarist, only about 9.
Yeah.
And he's going to play guitar with us. And he's the son of one of our lead trumpet player in the band. So, and
how good.
As well as Mel Donges as well from the council is going to sing with us as well.
That is perfect. I'm a little bit, Josh, you're in the band. I was partnered with you for Thomas Brothers Takes Two last year.
We were.
You didn't chuck my name in that box?
Oh, yeah, I did, but there was no rapping involved in any songs, so.
Yeah.
You were high on the list.
Yeah,
Birdie.
Okay. Next year. Like a numeriah.
Now, what time does it all kick off, Major Lindsay?
It'll start at 7 o'clock. We've got Ronald McDonald at 7 o'clock to entertain the kids.
That's huge.
For a while. Yeah,
he's a
fantastic.
Busy man. To get him here is crazy.
Yeah, it was fantastic to be able to get him. And then the main show will start at about 7:40, 7:45, around there.
Excellent. Where we have the Australian Army Band, Kapooka. What sort of, obviously, Christmas carols. Can we expect some other things as well from the band?
Yeah, we will. In fact, Josh is about to do one this morning that is a little bit left of centre, for, I suppose, for carols. But this
song.
Is called, it's called the World War One Christmas Truce, and it's written about Christmas Eve in World War One, where they stopped the guns for a little while, and a couple of the boys started singing some carols, and everyone joined in, and it was just a really golden moment. And I thought on the centenary of ANZAC that this is a really appropriate song for us to be able to do.
That is incredible, and it's going to be incredible on Saturday night. And something I want to point out is there going to be battery operated candles available for everyone that comes along.
Yeah, thanks to Battery World, we've got candles there for sale. $2 donation went to Give Me Five for Kids. We'll be raising money for that. And there'll be buckets going around to help collect for that as well. So
the kids' ward there at the Wagga Base Hospital, which is awesome. Yeah. And the military police walking around doing those donations. All right, so Josh, Mr. McKellar, what are you singing for us?
So the song, as the boss mentioned, it's called Bellow Wood. And yeah, as he said, it's just a really lovely based on true story song about a really nice moment in a really horrible time.
Okay, take it away.
All the snowflakes fell in silence over Bellow Wood that night. For a Christmas truce had been declared by both sides of the fight. As we lay there in our trenches, the silence broken too by a German soldier singing a song that we all knew. Though I did not know the language, the song was Silent Night. Then I heard my buddy whisper, all is calm, all is bright. Then the fear and doubt surrounded me, 'cause I'd die if I was wrong. But I stood up in my trench and I began to sing along. Then across the frozen battlefield another's voice joined in, until one by one each man became a singer of the hymn. Then I thought that I was dreaming, for right there in my sight stood the German soldier neath the fallen flakes of white. And he raised his hand and smiled at me, as if he seemed to say, here's hoping we both live to see us find a better way. Then the devil's clock struck midnight and the skies lit up again. And the battlefield where heaven stood was blown to hell again. But for just one fleeting moment, the answer seemed so clear. Heaven's not beyond the clouds, it's just beyond the fear. No, heaven's not beyond the stars, it's for us to find it here.
Incredible. That was such a beautiful song.
It's
to listen to the lyrics. Yeah. That is really, really special, and that will be performed this Saturday night at Christmas Spectacular.
It will, with the whole band behind me, so that'll be a lot of fun.
Sound even better.
Yeah, that's right.
It's going to be an awesome night as the Wagga Wagga Christmas Spectacular this Saturday night at the Victory Memorial Gardens. Kicks off at 7th Ronald McDonald. Then from about 7:40, we've got the Christmas music featuring the Australian Army Band, Kabuka, and local artists. And head on down. It's going to be a great night. Musician Josh McKellar and Major Lindsay Mee, thank you so much.
Thanks, Dane.
Thanks for having us.
Herbie.
Herbie and Dane. The Riverinas, Hit 93.1.
Where is Herbie and Dane's elf, Graham? Is he here? Is he there? Find him for your chance to win. It's Herbie and Dane's Elf on the Shelf. For barbecues galore, barbecue better with the best brands in outdoor living.
Day number 7 of Herbie and Dane's Elf on the Shelf. Graham is getting around the Riverina at this stage.
He is. We just gave the clue out that he's hanging out somewhere where something happens at 5 o'clock now. Graham's helper, Trent, joins us right now. Good morning, Trent.
Morning, Herbie. How are we?
We're good. Have you got a winner? Has someone found Graham?
Yeah, we do. We've got Eve here with us and Olivia, her little sister. Eve, how are you?
Good, thanks.
Oh, that's good stuff, guys.
She's only young, but she drove a car down here.
Hey, now, Eve and Olivia, tell us, where did you find Graham this morning?
Down at Wagga Beach.
Of course. So what happens at 5 o'clock down there?
There's 5 o'clock wave.
It is a 5 o'clock wave. Do you think Graham would be a good surfer?
No.
I reckon he'd give it a crack. Look, even Olivia, you've scored yourself a $200 Allison Music voucher. Do you like playing music?
Yeah.
Brilliant.
Imagine how fancy your recorder's going to be for school.
Well, congratulations, and now you have the chance to win a $2,000 barbecues galore voucher.
Thank you.
Absolute pleasure.
So adorable.
Yeah, so cute.
Kids seem to be great at this because they have a little bit of an idea when it comes to Graham and Elf on the Shelf.
Yeah, exactly right. And it's all thanks to Cuba, Allison Music was today's voucher, Silverlight Fuel Stop, Tammy's Thai Kitchen, Family Funland Griffith, Price Attack, Zachariah Newman Optometry, Epic Jewelers, Junior Capital Chemist, Loman Stone Landscape Supplies, Heavenly Hair, Skin and Nails, and Trenery in the Marketplace. Herbie, day 7 is done and dusted, which means tomorrow,
day 8, and more people to try and join us at Barbecues Galore to win that $2,000 Barbecues Galore voucher on our final show of the year next Friday.
Thanks to the Elf on the Shelf and Barbecues Galore. Barbecue better with the best brands in outdoor living. It's Herbie and Dane on Hit.
Get the Hit app to catch up online anytime.
I'm glad that we played that Christmas song just then, Herbie, because I do want to talk about Christmas time, which is happening essentially right now.
Yeah, and you don't seem too happy about something that's happening. Not Christmas. You like Christmas.
Love Christmas.
Something else has really got you wound up this morning.
And you touched on it earlier about the Marketplace, Sturtmore, Baylor Street starting to get really, really busy, obviously.
Town, it's crazy. And warning, if you are in town, just take your time, be patient. Let's not get into any disputes.
Now, I want to, and I don't want to stereotype people right now, but I'm going to. Driving into car parks. Now, we all know the Marketplace entrance and the Sturtmore entrance can be a bit tricky at times, a bit low. If you go in too direct, you get the old scrape on the bottom of the car. Lower cars take it a little bit slower, obviously, because they don't want to scuff themselves. They'd go sideways, sort of like, I take my car in a bit of an angle too, so you avoid that situation.
Yep.
There is one type of car and one type of driver that is really grinding my gears going into these driveways. And again, I don't want to pigeonhole people, but I'm about to.
It's not me, is it?
No, you're okay. You're good. You're in a sedan. You're fine. I'm talking about four-wheel drive drivers.
Yes. And there's a fair few of them around here because you do go off track, obviously not in town.
No.
But when you are out and about in the Riverina.
But do they though, Herbie? Do they though? And I don't know each individual four-wheel drive driver, so I can't say that for sure. Got some soccer mums out there perhaps who are taking the kids to and from school, got a big people mover. And what's grinding my gears is four-wheel drives that are slowing down to go into the driveways. Okay, you're not that close to the ground. You're not going to scrape anything along the bottom of the driveway in the Marketplace or Sturtmore as you go to get in. You've got massive tyres on your four-wheel drive. You don't need to take it on an angle. You can take that thing front on. You don't have to go 5 kilometres per hour. You can take it at a little bit of speed, people, all right? I'm sick to death of people in four-wheel drive specifically slowing down to go into the car parks. Oh.
Maybe they're slowing down because they're worried about the top of the car. Not the
bottom. No, no four-wheel drivers over 2 metres, so that's fine as well.
They're big cars.
They are big cars, but they don't need to go on an angle. They can take it at face value. Cars that are lowered, I get it.
Jeez,
you want to go
this
slow.
Really got you.
It has, and it's so annoying. Even in Baylor Street, I know we've got to slow down for pedestrian crossings and the speed bumps, but if there's no one there, four-wheel drive, you're made to go over bumps. You don't need to slow down that much.
I've never noticed this. Maybe I just don't have the care annoying. Factor that you do.
It really annoys me, and I don't know why it does.
Ooh, your jets, you got some water? Have a breather. Okay. Have a quick breather. Sorry about that, everyone.
So, what I want to do, I feel better, though.
Okay. I'm glad you got that off your chest.
Is there anything you want to get off your chest at the moment?
No, I'm quite good.
You happy?
I'm quite content with life.
Well, I know there's some listeners out there that either agree with me or don't, but do have things at the moment that are building up and they want to get off their chest. 13, 12, 16. This is yours.
This is the microphone is yours. Are you as angry about anything like Dane was and you just want to let loose? This is the time to do so.
13, 12, 16, let rip. Get something off your chest right now. Tracy from Wagga on 13, 12, 16, you got something you want to get off your chest?
Oh, my God. When people slow down and do under the limit when they see the police camera on the side of the road, it drives me nuts. They're not going to book you for doing the speed limit, people.
So you're talking, say it's 60, and then you can see the police car and someone just boom puts on the brakes down to 50. You're not happy, Jen, about that.
Do 20 under the limit every time. It's like, they're not going to book you for doing the same limit.
Oh, Tracy, how are you feeling now, though? Do you feel better you vented that?
I feel better. I hope all Wagga takes it on board and do the goddamn speed limit.
Okay, Tracy, I'm going to let you go because there's a speed camera just ahead of you, okay? So take care. Michelle from Coringle on 13, 12, 16. I don't like four-wheel drives going slow to get through bumps. What's grinding your gears?
I totally agree with you, Dane. But however, something to add to that, I own both a four-wheel drive and I also own an SS. Now, what annoys me more than anything is I'm one of those drivers that slow down, go on an angle, and it's the cars that are that close to your bum that they're nearly running into you.
Hang on a second. Now, Michelle.
This is a game changer.
Okay, wait. I'm happy with you slowing down in the car, the smaller car, but do you slow down the four-wheel drive?
No, God, no.
Good.
They're designed for it.
They are designed for bumps. You're exactly right, Michelle.
But are you saying that now you're furious that people are driving too close to other cars?
Yes, definitely. You know, have respect for the person slowing down because their car will scrape if they go too fast over speed humps or in the driveways into the marketplace, for instance.
Yeah, guys, true. Back off Michelle's car.
No one wants a bum tap when you're in a car.
Well, definitely not.
Herbie and Dane. The Riverinas hit 93.1.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Secret Santa car service.
This is so exciting, and it is just the perfect example of giving back this Christmas period because we got contacted by a legitimate mechanic saying they want to help out others in need this Christmas time because your car is sort of the last thing you think about. You've got presents, you've got family to organise, and so getting your car safe on the road, you go, that can just wait, when really you want to have the safest car to get you to your destination very, very safely.
People have been nominating who they think deserves a car service at hit.com.au, Herbie, and we're about to call back our final winner for the Secret Santa car service. So the number is in the phone. Let's give them a ring.
Hello?
Oh, is that Amanda?
Yes.
This is Herbie and Dane calling from Hit. How are you going?
Hi, good. How are you?
Pretty good. Have you got much planned for Christmas?
I do. We've got all our family coming over from Germany for our wedding that's happening in early January. So,
hello.
Yeah.
I think it's Guten Tag.
Do German in your 10 as well? Please. I spoke it to your 10. I know this lingo. Amanda, we're calling you because you do have a wonderful fiancé that we've heard about.
I do, Ben. He's just beautiful.
Tell us what's so beautiful about him. What's he been doing?
He's just the most generous, kind person. He's so considerate of everybody. He's extremely hardworking. Just absolutely amazing in so many ways.
And so what does Ben do for work?
He's a TNT driver, so he delivers around Wagga, but he also has his own business, so he's a beekeeper as well. So on the weekends, he's working his bees and driving all around New South Wales.
So what would it mean then if we were to get his car serviced?
Well, it's long overdue, so it would mean that the car probably would last a little bit longer. But for our family, it would mean a lot because we're going away camping in January, so we'd be able to get everywhere we needed to be safely.
Well, Amanda, we are so happy to tell you that our Secret Santa would love to give your fiancé, Ben, a car service this Christmas.
Thank you so much, Herbie and Dane. That's excellent.
Oh, absolute pleasure. And the money you saved on the car service put towards some delicious food and drink when you go camping.
Will do. Thanks so much.
Want more Herbie and Dane?
download the Hit app.
This is the showdown.
Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.